The Kyle Busch IUL Lawsuit, What Actually Happened? By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. The Kyle Busch IUL lawsuit is not proof the product is a scam. It is what happens when an agent builds a policy backwards. Here is the real story, and how to check your own policy. Kyle Busch, the NASCAR driver, ended up in a lawsuit over IUL policies that fell apart on him. If you landed here asking whether that proves IUL is a scam, here is the straight answer. No. The lawsuit is what happens when an agent builds a policy backwards and nobody checks his work. The loss was real. The story most people are telling about it is not. This is the 95% problem. The uncomfortable part of this story is that nothing about it is rare except the famous name. That number is the reason Lightstrats exists. When a policy is built wrong, the costs eat it alive, and the client finds out years later. Kyle Busch found out in court. Most people find out at retirement. Same failure. Smaller headlines. What actually went wrong? Three dominoes fell, and they fell in order. First, the policies were apparently never max funded. A properly structured IUL buys the minimum death benefit the IRS allows for the money going in, which pins the cost to the legal floor and lets the rest of every dollar compound. These policies look like they were built the other way. Big death benefit, big costs, small compounding. Second, the product itself was a high-performance, high-cost design. That combination can work in the right hands. With the wrong funding underneath it, the costs drain cash value fast. Third, an unnecessary 1035 exchange. The original policy was replaced within a few years by another policy inside the same carrier, which restarts the surrender clock and the front-loaded costs. There was no good reason for it, and it deserved far more scrutiny before it went through. One caveat. Lawsuits tell one side, and some of what the lawyers claim is probably stretched. The agent still did negligent things. Both can be true at once. The doctor and the pharmacist. Here is the framing that keeps this story straight. The agent is the doctor. The insurance company is the pharmacist. The carrier issued what the agent submitted. It never sat in the consultation, never set the funding plan, never chose the death benefit. The company behind these policies is not a bad company. And the same shelf of products works fine with a good agent driving. The liability here sits overwhelmingly with the person who wrote the prescription. So why would an agent build a policy backwards? Follow the commission. An agent gets paid on the insurance, so a policy stuffed with death benefit writes the agent a bigger check than a policy built lean. The design that pays the agent the most is the design that performs for the client the least. Who benefited from this design? Not the driver. How to check a policy for the same disease? You don't need a courtroom to diagnose this. You need the illustration, the document every policy is sold from. The first year or two should run at, or very near the guideline maximum or the 7-pay limit. If the funding is nowhere close, ask why. Read the input page. It records what the agent actually clicked when they designed it. Max funded with minimum death benefit or target premium. Intent shows up in writing. Look for a methodology. A policy designed at random, with no stated funding plan, is its own red flag. A fair warning before you grade your own paper. An illustration alone can't convict. Some correct strategies don't show up on the page. We frequently max fund a policy in practice through a flex funding plan the illustration never displays. Context decides, which is exactly why a second set of eyes matters. Out of the hundreds of illustrations we have reviewed, only a handful were properly designed. The carrier question matters too. Ask how a company has treated the cap rates of its existing clients. Because a carrier that opens at 12% and drifts old policyholders down to 5% or 7% to fund the next sale is running a bait and switch. Rate integrity is the single most important factor in picking the carrier, and the list of companies that have managed it well for decades is short. And if you want the full picture of how this strategy works when it is built right, start with our Infinite Banking Guide. Frequently asked questions. Does the Kyle Busch lawsuit prove IUL is a scam? No. It proves one agent built policies backwards, not max funded, a high-cost product, and an unnecessary internal swap stacked on top. Judge the strategy by its correct design, the way you judge surgery by competent surgeons rather than botched ones. The policies did what their design told them to do. Was the insurance company the villain? No. A carrier issues what the agent submits. It never sat in the consultation and never designed the policy. The one fair criticism is that the internal 1035 exchange deserved more scrutiny before it was allowed through. The design failure, and most of the liability, sit with the agent. Do 99% of IULs really lapse? That number is made up. The real number, at least 95% of policies are not structured appropriately, which is a different claim. A properly built, properly funded policy is very unlikely to lapse unless the owner drains the cash value and walks away. That is neglect, not product failure. How do I know if my IUL has the same problem? Pull your illustration. Check whether the first year or two runs near the guideline maximum or the 7-pay limit. Then read the input page to see the design the agent actually chose. Then have someone who knows the product read it with you. Most reviews take minutes, not weeks. If you own an IUL and this article gave you a bad feeling, don't cancel anything yet. A wrong-built policy has options, and a right-built one deserves to be left alone. Book a strategy call, and we'll read your illustration together. The math answers questions opinions can't. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.